Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
You're all I want. You're all I ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know. Help me know you are. Sometimes it seems far, but he's nearer than the very air that you breathe. You need to be able to steal the noise around you to feel the presence of God. And even when you don't feel it, you are convinced that he is nearer to you than the air that you breathe. You need to know that he is nearer to you.
I ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are. You're all I want. You're all I want. You're all I ever need. Ever will need Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are the very air that will breathe.
You are the very life that will live.
Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I'll do a short one tonight, then we'll take the communion, bringing order to your spiritual life. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. It says, let all things be done decently and in order. Let all things, without exemption, all things. And on Sunday, I laid the foundation and I started talking about order. The first and the second service. Today, I want to just narrow it down to our spiritual life so that the reason many of us never seem to hear the voice of God clearly is because of the noise. There's so much noise everywhere. Sometimes it becomes difficult to hear God clearly. But when you bring order into your spiritual life, it becomes easier to hear God. So I'm just going to be sharing with us a few things I consider very important and will help us You know, when I started on Sunday, I talked about James 4, 7. It says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. To submit to God is to bring yourself under his coverage. Is to bring yourself under his leadership, his guidance. Where you confidently say, God, I allow you to take the lead. Take the stage. Have your way. I want to lead my life in such a way that I am convinced that you are the one in charge. In Romans 8:14, it says, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. In other words, those who refuse to be led by the Spirit, they cannot be called the sons of God because they are not led by him. Sons are those who submit to the leadership of the Holy Spirit and allow him bring order into your life. Allow him bring the required order and direction that your life needs. I guarantee you, many of us would have had so many things in our life go far better than they are presently if we have yielded ourselves, if we're willing to yield ourselves and allow the Holy Spirit to take the lead. If you come to that place where you understand that it is practically impossible for God to mismanage your life, you have found understanding. Where you know that you cannot manage your life better than God. Never. Never. You can never. A few things I've got to share here and there, and I believe that it will bless you. So I want us to please pay attention. When you say somebody is living a life that is spiritually out of order, it means that you are living without consistently walking with God. Because the Bible says the steps of the righteous, they are ordered by the Lord. The steps of the righteous, they are ordered by the Lord. In other words, if God is not ordering your step, you are walking out of order. And because such a person is walking out of order, there's no way in this life you'll be able to get to the desired end. Except you make up your mind somewhere along the line, make a switch and hand it over to him again. Many believers pray only when they are in crisis. Their prayer is just when they are in crisis. When everything is messed up and they are in crisis, they start praying. No. To walk in order means that you pray, you prepare your life in such a way that prayer is a part of your daily life. You do not use prayer as a fire extinguisher. So there's a problem now, let's just get it off. So prayer starts. Never. Every time you find yourself always running to God, whenever you are in serious need, it is because you are walking out of what? Order. In Luke chapter 5 verse 16, Jesus will often withdraw himself and look for a solitary place so that he will pray. And the Bible says, and he withdrew himself into the wilderness and did what? And prayed. He wouldn't have to just show up and, oh, and when I need to, oh, let me start running now because I have to pray. No, never. He had a prayer schedule. He had a prayer, you know, routine. He had the way he did it every time. The Bible says most of the time, it wasn't just once in a while. These kind of things now, Jesus did it regularly as his custom. Going to the temple was his custom. Prayer was his custom. So he had a custom, he had a lifestyle, he had something that was part of his life. Why? It is because in constant alignment with God, your life would find order. Constant alignment. Constant alignment. Keeping yourself in touch. Ensuring that you are constantly in alignment with God. No devil can take you out of place. Before the devil does it, God himself, the Bible says he will raise his standard. He will raise his standard. You're walking out of order if you realize that every time you are usually led by your emotions, you are out of order. The Bible says a man that cannot control his anger is like a city without walls. That means you are vulnerable. You will never be in order whenever you're walking in such a manner where your emotions control your living. Your emotions control your living. You will never be in order. So if you get angry, you have to react to your anger. If you feel the urge, you have to satisfy the urge. Out of order. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Are you sure you're getting what I'm saying here right now? Yes. You make decisions based on feelings. Feelings. You are not testing spirits. The Bible says, try all spirits. Before you make decisions, you must be in order. You must test the spirit. So, you know, I just feel like I'm not comfortable with this. And you just decide. Listen, you have one life to live. Why would you leave it to chance? When God has offered us the privilege and the opportunity to be guided and to be led, to be instructed, to be taught by His Spirit. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? If external, superficial things catch your fancy and your attention, just because they are fanciful, not all that glitters is gold. But for you, if it's glittering, I go for it. If I feel like I hit it, you are walking out of order. A spiritual man is led by the Spirit. A spiritual man does not work with his natural senses. The spiritual man understands that his spirit is in control. If in the divine order, it is not body, soul, and spirit. It is spirit, soul, and body. That's the divine order for direction for your life. So if I'm going to decide anything, I'll first consult with my spirit. My spirit instructs my soul, then my body follows suit. But many times, many people, if they are going to do anything in their lives, as soon as their body is okay with it, they take the step. Then whatever the consequence it is on their soul, then eventually they get to the spirit and they start feeling like, oh, what did I just do? What did I just do? Or remember, there's always a consequence for that. Following your emotions instead of being led by the Spirit is a sign of spiritual disorder. Living without a consistent prayer life, walk with God, is a sign of spiritual what? Disorder. The Bible says, let all things be done in order. You know, when God was going to, I had to call, I don't know, I think I drew at the attention of our decoration unit to it when I was talking to Rasulomon. I said, have you read the book of Leviticus? He said, yes. I said, did you see how God was instructing Moses to do things according to order? I said, he said he has read it. I said, wow, it's good you have read it. He said, the cutting has to be so length, the height of which will be so cubits. Make sure all of them are equal. It must not be 1 inch beyond. He called Moses and said, Moses, look at what you are going to build, everything. He said, build it according to pattern. To show the kind of God that we serve. He said, build it according to pattern. And everything that Moses built, before Moses would build it, he anointed Bezalel and gave Bezalel spiritual insight. And Aholiab, the rest of them, he caught and gave them insight so that they had understanding on how to build according to pattern. Then he gave divine order. He said, put the priests according to order, the ones that we serve in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the night, so that the candle that you put on, nobody will say by mistake the candle went off. No, the light shall never go out on the altar. He said, make sure in the outer court, this is what you will have there. In the inner court, this is what you will have there. In the most holy place, see what every single thing with detail. The details of your life, they are in the hand of God. If you want it to work according to order, you must follow spiritual order. You can't just wake up every morning or anytime and say, this is what I've decided to do. Who did you consult? How? Who did you discuss with? James chapter 1 verse 22 says, be doers of the word and not hearers, deceiving your own selves. So if you hear the word of God and you decide not to practice, you are out of what? Order. It is not the hearer that is blessed. It is who? The doer. That's what the Bible says. So you must be willing to do the word. In the new covenant, we do the word of God. We see it, then we act on it. Faith is incomplete without action in the word. It's never complete. If you say you have faith, it means that you're taking action based on the word of God. That's what faith is in the New Testament. Action based on the word of God. Is your action based on the word of God, or you're just, I've heard it, but I will do what's in my mind. If you do what's in your mind, that means you don't have the mind of Christ. You do what's in the mind of Christ. If what's in the mind of Christ is what you're doing, that means he has circumcised your mind. You can only trust your mind when it has been circumcised, so that it is in alignment with the mind of Christ. So many people walk out of order when they disregard and dishonor spiritual authority and instructions. They ignore pastoral guidance. They ignore structures. And that's why I was teaching on Sunday. Structures. Lay down structures. This is how things are done. If you get into GT Bank and they have a way to do things and you do not do it, you're out of order. If you get into Access Bank and they have a way to do things and you're not doing it, you're out of order. Any bank you enter, if they have a protocol and you fail to follow it, you're out of what? Order. And very soon, those who will take the person out will take the person out. Because you're out of order. That's the same thing. In the physical church, you might not be moved out of order, but in the sight of God, you are not in order. Nobody might confront you because we are not. Everybody's not even aware of what it is, but in the sight of God, you are out of order. Am I communicating? And one of the consequences of being out of spiritual order, listen now, you'll be powerless in the realm of the spirit. In the realm of the spirit, you will not be able to function effectively. The reason is because the demons respect order. Devils, principalities and powers, they respect order. I showed you in Acts of the Apostles chapter 19, the seven sons of Sceva that wanted to cast out devil. And the devil said, Paul, I know Jesus, I know who are you. One of the reasons why many believers do not command spiritual authority, they do not have spiritual authority and they cannot stand their ground, is because they are out of what? Order. And the devil knows that this person is out of order. You can't tell me what to do. When I was in Bible school, we did a course, believers, is it the authority of the believer? And while we're doing that course, one of the things that really caught my attention is that, you know, you have to be under the authority of Christ for demons to hear your voice. Initially, I just see everybody's born again, just resist them and flee, resist them and, resist them and flee. Why has it not been fleeing for many people? They are out of order. Many times people are out of order, demons will not listen to them. Not only demons, situations, when they attack things, they have no response. They are out of order. And that's why one of the things you need to do is to always ensure that you are in order. God, I bring myself in order under the cover of your word. Alignment with the spirit. Following the dictates of the spirit so that I will not step out of order. Because out of order can even lead to a person's death physically. Because you won't hear. That will never be our portion in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear you say louder, amen. You will never be able to walk in power when you are out of order. So you need to know that as a child of God, you need to always be in order. Say, devil, get out. And he says, calm down. Don't talk to me like that. Say, why? You are not in order. You are breaking ranks. You are breaking ranks. We know these things. You know these things. How would you just attack so fast? But when you are in order, when you say, the devil, get out of my space. Why? Because I am in order. I'm a child of God. I submit to the leadership of the Spirit. I submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I do the word of God. I follow the dictates of the Spirit. The devil hears your voice and he says, I know. I can't debate this one. And even if he tries to debate, he will keep quiet eventually because he can see that you are in order. Are we here together, church? Part of the signs that a person is in disorder is you are experiencing confusion and inconsistency in your life. James chapter 1 verse 8, it says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways and cannot receive anything from God. Disorder will bring instability in faith, decision-making. Today, this is your decision. Tomorrow, that is another decision. Tomorrow. And when they ask you all of them, you say, I heard God. I heard God. Everybody says they heard God until they hit the rock. You must know who you're hearing. Because if you hear God, even when there are challenges, He will make a way. Are you getting what I'm saying now? When you hear God, God is not an author of what? Confusion. He will never bring confusion into your life. One of the ways you get to know you hear God is the kind of peace that comes with hearing the voice of God. Peace that comes with hearing the voice of God. No. Not the one you're about to take step because you like that. Because you want to go to a certain place and you say, I've heard God. Or like we're discussing this morning, you're part of those who were trained to believe that if you come out of your compound and you hit your left leg on the stone, go back to the house. Yeah. You're out of order. You're hearing your flesh. You're following your culture and your tradition. No. Some people will even drop everything and call their parents. Hello. They'll say, Kai, may you not miss your destiny opportunity. So Satan, you think Satan is not smart enough to make you first Otumba? Just to miss a breakthrough opportunity. Have you read the word of God? He will not cause my foot to stumble. He that keepeth Israel neither stumbles nor sleep. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is the shade upon the right hand. So sometimes it might be a sign that the devil is trying to stop you from something ahead. And you say, no, you can't stop me now. Not now. I know him whom I believe and I'm persuaded that he has commanded me to take this action. No devil can stop me. Do you know how many times people have missed great opportunities in their life because of all those traditional, terrible things that they try to just follow? I know the elders of your village say a lot of things, but the last time I checked, they are not part of the 24 elders. And they don't have finality. Are we getting what I'm saying here? And that's why you must listen to the God who has the final say. When the Ancient of Days is speaking, no elder has a right to speak. And that's why you must listen for his voice. So that you will be in divine order. When your life is not producing spiritual fruits, you are not in order. A tree that does not bear fruits, something is wrong. Love, joy, peace, always attending to service but never changing in character. The Bible says they have a form of godliness but they have denied the power. Always learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Never be like that. The Bible says from such depart. Can you imagine? It says from those kind of people depart.
They go to church. They hear the things that the man of God is saying. They hear every day, over and again. But they are not willing to align. They are not willing to bend. Child of God, the word of God is supposed to bend your character. The word of God is supposed to bend the hard man into a man who has heard God. Are you getting what I'm saying here right now? The word of God is supposed to bend that hard lady into somebody who now knows the mind of God. So that when people look at you, it is his righteousness that they see. They are not seeing you trying to fulfill your whole lust and passion and your zeal. No. They see the righteousness of God. You need to make up your mind if you attend church that you are going to look like Christ. Christianity is a call to look like Christ. It is not to behold him and yet not be able to look like him. We behold him and we are formed. The Bible says we all with open faces, beholding as it were a mirror, the glory of God. We are changed from one level of glory to another as by the Spirit. What's the work of the Holy Spirit in your life if he cannot change you? In John chapter 15 from verse 4 to 6, he said, without me you can do nothing. John chapter 14, 5, 4, 15 rather, put it, John 15. John 15, 4 to 6. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit in itself except you abide in the vine. No more can ye except you do what? You abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Somebody, you are coming into a season of your life where everyone around you will see that you have touched God. Yeah. I say you are coming into that season of your life where people around you will see and they will know that God has shifted your life. Yeah. A new beginning is breaking forth in the name of Jesus. Things that were hard before, now they will change in the name of Jesus. The old you that they used to know, all of a sudden, a new you will emerge in the name of Jesus. The you that is subject to Jesus. The you that is obedient to the truth. The you that follows the dictates of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing so many amen. Amen. Looks like not everybody wants that prayer. Amen. Consequences of spiritual disorder. Another consequence of spiritual disorder is that you will open the door for demonic oppressions. When the edge is broken, the serpent will bite. Disobedience or disconnection from God will put you out of order and it will invite demonic spirits. Ecclesiastes 10:8 says, who breaks the edge, the serpent will do what? Bite. Don't break the edge. If God is saying do this, go there. If God is saying move in this direction, move there. Don't go the way you think you want to go. Don't do the things you think you want to do. Do the things that God would have you do. Do you know that one step, one act of disobedience can cause a person to be totally derailed except by the mercy of God? Except by the mercy of God. Except by the mercy of God. And that's the reason why you have to make sure that you yield yourself totally. Yield yourself completely and follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Where are we now? Consequences, is that not? So how do I know that I am out of order? Number one, you don't hear the voice of God again. Frequency. If there's a radio station here and you cannot pick signals, you're out of what? You're out of what? Coverage, is that not? Because you cannot tune in. Am I making sense here right now? As a clear sign. Anytime you begin to feel like you just know that the heavens over you seem closed, you can't hear the voice of God on anything. I don't mean on a particular situation where God is crying to say, calm down. Everything is just heavy around you. It's a sign that you're out of order. Your spiritual ears are dull and there's no hunger. It's because you're out of order. Hunger is proof that you are functioning fine. When you lose appetite, you're out of order. Are we getting what I'm saying, church? Is anybody listening to me tonight? Unwillingness to submit to spiritual leadership, questioning spiritual authority, arguing and doing all manner of things, like the many people who are everywhere online debating and arguing all trash. They are out of what? Order. If they are properly discipled by their various pastors, they will know what they should be doing. They will know what they should be doing. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 7, obey those who have rule over you. Very simple. Remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith do what? Consider the end of their word, conversations. Follow their faith. Say, no. Me, I'm smart enough. I've read the Bible myself. I know everything by myself. I'll just do everything by myself. You are out of order. Lone Ranger, out of order. Don't be a lone ranger. Don't say, I'm just doing this Christianity thing alone. I want to do it alone. I've met many people who want to do it alone. And when they want to get married, they will look for a lady that is doing it together with every other person. How would that kind of person marry you? Because you are going to indoctrinate the person into another thing. Or you are a guy, a lady, you are doing it alone. And you want to marry a guy who's submissive. By the time he comes in your life, you're trying to take him into the Lone Ranger corner. You destroy his life. Christianity was not designed to practice in isolation. It's communal, together. That's why it says, forsake not the assembly of the brethren. Let brotherly love continue. We learn, we ask questions, we grow. Do not have an independent spirit. Is a sign that the person is out of what? Order. It's out of order. Sign that you're out of order. You're emotionally driven, not spirit-led. I said that already. Mood swings. Control your spiritual life. This one is total mood swings. Swing to the left, swing to the right, swing to the front. Some ladies will say, it's a lady's thing. It's not easy to be a lady. That's part of me. It's a lie. You are not mature. That's the problem. If you are mature, you will not continue to move swings like that. If all the people around town swing the same way you're swinging, just imagine what our lives will look like. Like pendulum. Everybody's just a pendulum. Just swinging like this. Just imagine what all of us will look like. Do you get what I'm saying now? Imagine in the morning, the lady is swinging, then the husband is stable. Then in the evening, the husband is swinging. The lady is stable. They will never be. And one day, both of them are swinging together. Nothing will ever work. Never. Never. The Spirit of God leads us. He gives us a sound mind. He brings us into divine alignment. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? That's one of the things that the Holy Spirit does to your mind. He brings your mind to subjection. He brings your mind to control. You're about to run out of control, and he says, no, that's why I'm here. I put you together. Have I told you the word is engratia, self-control? That's why he's inside. He will restrain you from inside. You're about to act in such a funny manner, and he's saying, no, that's not how. You can't train children like that. You can't live your life like that. You can't work in the company like that. You'll be sacked before we know it. So have that self-control. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? So don't make excuses for things that are very, very terrible. And don't make excuse for it to ruin you. So that's like in our family, it runs your families. I don't understand. Mood swings run your family. I've been traumatized. Seek help. Seek help. Nobody in their right senses want to permanently settle with a traumatized person with permanent trauma. They want healing for that person. So part of the things you even need to do early enough in your life is start seeking what? Help. Say, I need help. I don't like the way I'm living like this. Sometimes I'm off, sometimes I'm on. Before you know it, you will get permanent help. Do you know how many people have been helped? Because they were vulnerable enough, I'm sincere enough, open enough to know that they must not live like this. And today they have better and glorious life. Whereas somebody else is still saying that, I'm just there. I'm just watching. One day. Nothing changes one day. The day you wake up is your one day. Wake up and say, now, Holy Spirit, take charge. I submit. I need help. I seek help. You check. Who are the people that can assist? Do I need to see a counselor? Do I need to see a therapist? How do I go about all this thing? And you begin to work on yourself. You will discover that you are closer to every good thing of your life than you were when you were sitting alone without help. I tell you the truth. People are smarter these days. Nobody wants a liability in their life. So you should know that. Both male. See, it's just an anger issue. It runs down. Nobody will stay. Who wants to break somebody's head? Nobody wants that. It's you are out of what? Order. Let all things be done in order. Sign that you are out of order. You are very comfortable with sin. You compromise easily. Your charge is not high, very low. Your conscience is no longer pricked. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1 verse 6, if we say we have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness, he says we lie. Die. I love it. If we say we have fellowship, koinonia, with him, and we walk in darkness, he says what? We lie and do not know, and do not what? The truth. Very simple grammar. I have fellowship with you, and you are walking in darkness, say you lie. The other one will now wake up and say, you know, where sin abound, grace abound. You are deceiving your destiny. Anybody that preaches that is a very wicked person. You know why? Because some people, one mistake can kill them eternally. All the things they should do in this life physically, they will waste. See, Jesus did not save you so that you come to heaven now. There's so much he wants you to do here on earth. So if somebody tells you to just continue, one day just continue your sin, continue your sin, continue your sin, continue your sin. One day you'll be fine. It's not one day. Nobody is fine one day. Sanctify them by thy truth. For thy word is what? Truth. Stay with the word of God. Dwell on it. And make up your mind and say, Holy Ghost, change my life. Cannot continue like this. This is not who I want to be. I'm a very passionate, desperate for change. When you are desperate for change, everything will begin to shift in your life. Am I communicating? Don't tolerate it. Don't tolerate. How many of you will comfortably tolerate? You discover that something is evading your system and about to waste your life, and you say, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. If you see a flood entering your house now, and a flood is coming into your house, and you see somewhere high that you're supposed to climb, you just say, no, let it continue. Let the flood carry me like a river to the high mountain. It's a lie. You will leave the flood and climb on top where you're supposed to climb. It's because people are comfortable with certain things. That's the reason why they want to remain there. And that is a sign that your heart is not yielded, it's not circumcised. So you need to say, God, no, no, this is not where I belong. That's why, you know, I love that song so much. The songwriter sang the song, I'm pressing on the upward ways. New heights I'm gaining every day. He said, I'm still praying as I'm upward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Then the second stanza is the very serious one for me. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts and fears, whatever it is, dismay about. He said, though some may dwell in such places, he said, no, my aim is higher ground. He said, though some may dwell where this abound, my prayer and my what? Aim is what? Higher ground. Why? You have been called to a higher life. So you must step into higher realms. Are you getting what I'm saying here? You don't tolerate it. You say never, never. Not in this space. Not in this space. I am more than a conqueror. I'm not just saying it by mouth. It's the reality of my being. Are you getting what I'm saying now? I am an overcomer. I'm not just saying it. And every two minutes I allow the devil to... No, 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 no. I say get out of my space. You can't stop me. Greater is he that is in me. I will act like it. You can't quote something and you're doing the opposite. No, you are not in alignment with the word. Am I communicating, church? So you must bring yourself into alignment. Let me begin to wrap up this one. How do I bring order into my life? Number one, submit fully to the Lordship of Jesus. I didn't say accept Christ into your heart. That's a different thing. To accept Christ into your heart is salvation. To submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ is the place where you are bringing yourself to consecration. Consecration. Where you are saying, I surrender all. Lord, I give you my life. I give you my soul. I live for you. Do you know the meaning of that line? I live for you. Yeah. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away, Lord, have your way. I want you to do that song two times, so I'm going to do it now. Say, Lord, I give you my heart. Yeah, I give you my... Silence the noise around and let me just see you, Jesus. I live for you, only you, oh God. Every breath that I take, yeah. Every moment I'm away, Lord, have your way. If you want to close your eyes one more time, you can do it quietly. Say, Lord, I give you. It's a sincere confession of surrender. And you are making a vow. You say, I live for you. Every bread, every breath.
Every moment Jesus, help me always. Always.
To see thee more clearly, love thee more dear. Follow you, my
day.
Let me see you more clear. Yeah, love you more
clear.
I'll follow you.
Follow you more day.
Very simple. We're going to do it again. To see you more clear. Oh, love you
more, yeah.
Follow
you more, yeah. Day by day.
Everything, Lord, you are everything. To me, everything. Can you mean it from your heart?
Everything.
Say, Lord, you are.
Lord, you are.
When you take the communion, that's what you're saying.
To me.
My treasure, my priority. And who can compare?
To you,
great, great is the measure of your royalty. Oh, morning star, you truly are With my heart lifted high, I will worship my King. With my heart lifted
lifted high, I come before you rejoicing. With my heart lifted high to the sky, when the world asks me why, I'll say, tell them I love you, my King. Oh, I'll just tell them I love you, my King. With my heart, lifted high, I will worship my King. And with my heart lifted high, I come before you rejoicing. With my heart lifted high to the sky, when the world asks me why, I'll just tell them I love you, my King. Oh, I'll just tell them I love you, my King. Only you can satisfy. Only you can satisfy my soul.
Satisfy my soul.
I want you to mean it from your heart. Can you sing it now? Only you can satisfy me.
Only you can satisfy my soul.
Only you can satisfy me.
Only you can satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul.
Children cannot satisfy me. Marriage cannot satisfy my soul. Business cannot satisfy me. Career cannot satisfy my soul. Church cannot satisfy me. Ministry cannot satisfy my soul.
Satisfy me, only you can satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. To bring order to your spiritual life, submit fully to the Lordship of Jesus. Number two, establish a spiritual routine. Discipline yourself and know when you pray so that you'll be able to hear the voice of God consistently. Under this establishing spiritual routine, have a clear time for the Word of God. The Bible says in Psalm 1 and 2, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scornful. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Now let me say this. This is one of the highlights of every single thing I'll say tonight. Listen to this carefully and pay attention to it. If you follow the word of God, it will bring order to your life. Follow the word of God. It's to bring order to your life. As simple as that statement is. You know why? David said, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his ways? He says, by taking heed to the word of God. Thy word is a lamp. In other words, that's why the psalmist says, order my step in your word. Order my step. If I'm carrying a step, it has to be ordered. So every word of God orders my step. Because I go in the direction of the word. I don't go in the direction of the world. So if I need to take a step, I ask myself, what's God's word saying? What does God have to say about this? If I take any step in line with the word of God, you can never take a step amiss. I guarantee you. Order my step in your word. And when you say that, you look at the word of God to know the steps to take. This particular thing I'm about to take steps on now, is this what the word of God says? The way I'm going to be treating my family now, the way I'm going to be treating my husband or my wife now, the way I'm going to be treating this relationship now, what I am doing in this relationship, in this marriage, in this business, in this car, is this what the word of God says? If it is not, then you say, God, show me your way. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart and let me see. And let me see. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart and let me see. And let me see. I see you in your word. I see you high and lifted, shining in the light of your glory. You've poured out your power and love. I sing only, only, only. I see you high and lifted. You are shining in the light of your glory. I want you to learn to put the discipline around your word study life. You know, my wife was teaching last week and she said a particular season in her life, she decided to say that no Bible study, no breakfast. Now, I did it when I used to, in secondary school, when you come back from school, no Bible study, no lunch. Sometimes it will look like it's not easy, but it is part of the discipline that will build your life. Are you getting what I'm saying, church? Don't say, I've overgrown it. No, that's not true. The best footballers in the world, they don't overgrow the basics. You can't outgrow the basics. It's the basics that keeps you. Everything in life, all the best players, even in music, the basic Doremi, you can't agree. You will still play it. No matter how you jump to everything and touch, you will come back. Basics. And that's why many people are not able to do well with God. They leave the basics. You see this prayer, this studying the word of God, fellowshipping with believers, they are called basics. Don't leave it. Are we here together? Yes. Learn to be under authority. Obey those who watch over your soul. And that's why I emphasized on Sunday, there are certain things you should never do in your life without seeking spiritual guidance. Please don't. Especially when it comes to marriage. Don't. Seek spiritual guidance to help you. There are critical decisions you want to make in your life. Do not take steps without the witness of two. If husband and wife are convinced, it's fine. report to the spiritual authority that you serve under and say, this is what we are convinced about. And if you are not clear, you say, pray with us on this. It can't be too much to get multiple witnesses. Speed in the wrong direction is never an advantage. Just get it right. Are we getting what I'm saying? Just get it right. No matter how fast you are running in the wrong direction, you will never get to the right place. No matter how excited, you are about the shawarma they have bought for you, ask us questions. No matter how excited you are about the face you are seeing, the lady is shining, says, my angel. Her name is Angela. He turned it to Angel. Finally, remove anything that drains or distracts your focus from God. And number one, I will hit tonight, social media. Overuse of social media. Overuse of social media. Try sometimes to wake up in the morning and turn the head of your phone like this. Until I have done the things I should do, I will not look into this. It's discipline. Do you know the more you discipline yourself, the more the fabrics of your senses, there's something about, how do I explain this? When you discipline yourself, there is this sense of joy and fulfillment of being a fulfilled person. And I was able to put this thing away to achieve this thing today. You feel that sense, joy and fulfillment. Overuse of social media will ruin you. Please, I encourage us again. In this day and age, these are the things that will make you be out of order. You can't even know whether you're hearing God again. You hear many things. The noise outside there is so much. Shut out the noise so that you can hear his voice. Are we here together, church? Unhealthy relationships, they will put you out of order. Some of us, I know it's not easy for you. This is a season of life where some of us are breaking out of some unhealthy relationships, and you feel, especially for men, sometimes you feel less than a man when you break out of. You feel like, Well, let me tell you something. What makes you a man is your ability to stand tall by yourself, not following the crowd. You're actually not a man if you're always following the crowd. Boys follow the crowd. Men chart a new course. Boys follow the crowd. Me and my G's, me and my guys. Like, forget those things and follow. You will never be together for 20 years, as they usually say. Never. You'll be shocked that the person that is misleading you, when his opportunity comes, he will leave you. The girl, your friend that is misleading you, that lady, when the opportunity comes, she will leave you. So I've told people, find God for yourself. Find your life by yourself. Silence those relationships that will not allow you to put order in your life. Every time you are putting order, it is that relationship that brings this order. Every time you put order, that relationship, put it away. Put it away. And you see what your life will look like. Then some people, you are unnecessarily busy. I'm not doing anything. Motion is not equal to movement. You can be moving in one direction and one spot. Look at, I can be here like this. It's not equal to moving anywhere in life. I can go in circle like this. I'm moving. That's how many people are. They are just moving. Where are you going to? Where are you going? They are not going anywhere. That you are busy, doesn't mean that you are going anywhere. You can be busy just doing things that don't make sense. So do an appraisal of your life. Put order around your life. And say, what exactly, this activity that keeps me like this, what is it achieving for me? Where is it taking me to? Because all this communion we're going to take, prayer will do order. All these things will not become anything much if we fail to do the right things. We must follow the wisdom of God
so that the power of God can be evident in our lives. That's where I'm wrapping up tonight. As you take this communion tonight, I want you to take it as a communion with understanding that God Himself wants to shift your life to a new face. Avoid every habit and everything you know you have been finding yourself doing before that does not make sense. Walk out of it and say, God, I have left it. So when you are singing and say, I surrender all, you mean it. Not I surrender some. You are here. You are still in the habit of picking things and stealing. Stop it. You are still in the habit of lying anyhow. Please stop. Circumcise your tongue. You are a child of the Most High God. Too much is on you. Too much anointing, too much grace, too much power invested. Come out from amongst them, says the word of God. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. There are certain things you know. He said, lay aside every weight. Some of us know the weight. The weight for some people have been a terrible lifestyle. You know it by yourself. I can't even mention all the things because many of us know those things by ourselves. But it's not, I don't have the whole time to mention. You know it. These are the things you will lay aside this evening as we pray. When you come before the communion table of Jesus, you say, Jesus, I have decided to lay it aside. I will take up my cross and I will follow you. For I know that you will never mismanage my life. Rise upon your feet, church. Oh, thank you. Begin to talk to Jesus tonight and say, Jesus, just begin to talk to him tonight and say, Lord, I lay it all down, everything, I yield to you, I submit to you, I lay it all down, I submit to you. I'm not going to give you a song. If you generate your own, it's fine. Lay it down. Any song that explains or interprets the message, you can sing it. Whichever way it is, let it come to you. Let it be a personal thing. Just in 2 minutes, 3 minutes, just personally with God. This night might be the night of a sudden shift in your life. I told you, when you come for meetings, don't joke with anyone. Don't joke with anyone. This is the God of encounters. People encounter him the most unexpected moments of their life. Somebody will wake up some months after now and say, that was the message, that was the midweek service that changed my life. And he touched me, and he touched me, and oh, what joy that filled my soul. Something happened, and now I know Jesus touched me and made me whole. He touched me. Shaba lebege de lebo ruande reba sanai da rabala. And oh, something happened. Don't let the devil place a mark of condemnation on you. Jesus loves you. Talk to him tonight and say, God, take it away. Whatever doesn't look like you, whatever weakens me, whatever drags me back, I am coming before the communion table, Jesus, for your love for me, Jesus. He touched me. And oh, what joy filled my soul.
Something happened. At the cross where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away, and it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy.
If you know you're in church tonight and you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, just before the communion cup is brought to us, Jesus Christ gave communion to those who have made commitments to Him. If you want to make a commitment to Jesus as your Lord and Savior tonight and say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I want to receive forgiveness of sin and eternal life into my spirit. Or you're rededicating your heart to Jesus tonight. Very important. I want to specially pray for those who want to accept Jesus into their heart as your Lord and Savior tonight. Can you raise your hand wherever you are? If you are online, please indicate. Those of us online, go ahead and get your communion materials, get your wine and your bread as we take the communion together. Those of us who find themselves in situations where you realize that there is a lingering challenge in your health, mental health, physical health, you want to take the communion as a point of contact to deal with those things by faith. For this is the blood of Jesus and this is His body. It matters so much that you are giving attention to these things now. If you want to make that commitment to Jesus, I want you to raise your hand and say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and my Savior. Have mercy on me, Jesus. I receive forgiveness of sin and eternal life into my spirit. I am born again, part of the family. Thank you, Jesus. Now and forever, I follow you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center. And visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.